What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, May 2nd, rather. Middle of the weekday, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhana Friday. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone and put you on the air. Our third hour guest today is Alfonso E. Chavez, and he's got a very interesting story to tell about how his family came to the United States. He's a legal American citizen, and his father was a doctor. And I'll let him fill in the rest of the story because it was very interesting when he shared it with me, and I decided it was worth sharing with all of you as well. Now, the world is still responding to Benjamin Netanyahu's presentation on Monday about how Iran lied about having a nuclear weapons program. The IAEA has released a statement on this, and they have effectively rejected Netanyahu's claims that Iran has been lying about its nuclear activities by referencing one of their own reports showing there were no credible indications of activities in Iran relevant to the development of a nuclear explosive device after 2009. And the IAEA said documents released by Israel about Tehran's nuclear weapons program do not reveal anything new. And it basically said the IAEA knew all about Project Ahmad. They knew that it ended in 2003. The people working on it were assigned to other tasks. And this information was turned over to the IAEA as part of the groundwork for the P5+1 deal. And as I reported yesterday, the latest theory is that in point of fact, Mossad did not get into Iran and steal a warehouse full of documents and drive to Israel in just one night, but they hacked into the IAEA's database and simply downloaded copies. And then they put them in all those binders and all those CDs mounted on the board, you know, to make an impressive looking show. Look at what we've got. See, isn't this better than a cartoon bomb? But the IAEA has basically said there's nothing new here. That IAEA knew about all this. They didn't think it was relevant. And Israel's just lying again. And analysts are reminding everybody that Netanyahu is the wrong person to accuse Iran of seeking nuclear weapons, as his country has nuclear weapons, tried to sell one to South Africa, refuses to sign the Non-Proliferation Treaty, which makes U.S. financial aid to Israel illegal, refuses IAEA inspections. So it's tremendously hypocritical of Israel to be out there screaming about anybody else's nuclear weapons. Article that came out of the New York Times, I have to give them credit here. Normally, they echo whatever the standing political agenda is, but they came on out and said, this is Benjamin Netanyahu's nuclear nothing burger. Gonna have to come up with a new graphic for that one. And the New York Times is reporting, these materials were already widely known, and they covered this weapons program that was shut down in 2003, perhaps because Iran's leaders reckoned they were next on the American hit list after Saddam Hussein, and they did not want to get caught with their hand in the nuclear cookie jar. Or perhaps with Iraq disarmed by the United States, it no longer needed the program. But this presentation by Netanyahu is being exploited all over the place by the war hawks who are saying, we've got to get Iran, we've got to get Iran. I'm sure John McCain is back up there dancing around saying, bomb, 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 Iran. But this information was already studied in a 2007 United States National Intelligence Estimate that began with the statement, we judge with high confidence that in the fall of 2003, Tehran halted its nuclear weapons program. So Netanyahu's just trying to stir up trouble again. And his presentation has triggered a Twitter storm. People are making fun of it. They're making fun of the outdated technology, wondering why Netanyahu hasn't heard of flash drives, which were invented in Israel and used one to have all the documents instead of shelves of binders and CDs. Well, the shelves of binders and CDs was a stage prop to make it look like they had a lot of information. If Netanyahu just held up a little tiny flash drive, nobody knows what's on it or how much is on it. A lot of people in Twitter were lamenting the poor IDF soldiers who had to paste those CDs to the wall and lug around the binders for the display. Looking at a photo of those CDs, to me, since I burn a lot of my own CDs, it doesn't even look like there's anything on them. I think they're blank. So another one joked, this is actually a former Jerusalem Post reporter, Ben Hartman joked, the Iranian regime has all of their old free America Online download discs, and they're using them to build a nuclear weapon. So they're all making fun of Netanyahu now. And of course, Trump has just leapt on board this and said, see, this proves I was 100% right. And so Trump is going to get dragged down with Netanyahu as the world turns its back on this. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. We're talking about Netanyahu's nuclear duck presentation on Monday and the continuing war talk regarding Iran. And over in Israel, Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman is warning Iran not to tangle with Israel. Now, again, you need to remember, Iran has not initiated a war of conquest against another country in 200 years. It's not their nature. And you contrast that with Israel or the United States, who can't seem to go 6 months without bombing somebody. So, again, it's a lot of tough talk coming out of Iran. Somebody just wrote on in saying he's pretty sure he saw a Led Zeppelin disc up there on that display board with all the other CDs. Now, Netanyahu is out there saying that Israel doesn't seek war with Iran, which, of course, is standing in direct contrast to statements made by other members of his government. And maybe Netanyahu is actually speaking the truth. He wants Americans to have a war with Iran, like they did with Iraq. Israel wanted Iraq broken up, but they didn't want to do it themselves. They got the Americans to do it. Now they're trying to do the same thing with Iran. But Netanyahu is still doing interviews all over the air that Iran is brazenly lying about its nuclear ambitions prior to the 2015 Iran nuclear agreement. But interestingly enough, Netanyahu, when actually pressed on the issue of Israel's nukes, refused to answer. And on CNN, Benjamin Netanyahu was being interviewed by Chris Cuomo. And Chris Cuomo said, a yes-no question for you. You know where I'm going with this. Does Israel have nuclear capabilities and nuclear weapons, yes or no? Netanyahu replied, we've always said we won't be the first to introduce it, so we haven't introduced it. Cuomo said, that's not an answer to the question, do you have them or not? And Netanyahu said, it's as good an answer as you're going to get. Now, remember, not too long ago, there was a leak of a Colin Powell email that confirmed Israel has at least 200 nuclear weapons, and most of them are pointed at Iran. So, and again, in spite of the existence of a nuclear arsenal, one of the biggest in the world, Israel will not sign the Non-Proliferation Treaty, which makes it illegal for the U.S. government to continue to give it aid. Iran has no nuclear weapons and is under nonstop verbal threat from Israel warmongers and their surrogates in the United States. Now, the P5+1 deal was very simple. Iran would stop its nuclear activities, which at that time, 2015, was focused on a civilian power station, medical isotopes, things like that. And Iran stopped all of that. The IAEA has confirmed it. The U.S. part of the deal was they were going to rescind all the sanctions against Iran, and the U.N. never kept that promise. They rescinded some of the sanctions, and then Congress promptly voted new sanctions onto Iran. So it's really the United States that's been acting in bad faith on this deal. Now, you need to remember, When the former government of South Africa, the apartheid government, fell, documents were discovered showing an arrangement between Israel and the former government of South Africa to sell South Africa a nuclear weapon, the very activity the Non-Proliferation Treaty is intended to prevent. So that paperwork surfaced and basically represents official documentation that, yes, indeed, Israel does possess nuclear weapons. Now, another thing that people need to remember is that Israel loves to get weapons from the West, primarily the United States. They won't hesitate to sell them around the world, including to Iran. And we did a flashback story about how the Homeland Security Department was investigating Israel because Israeli arms dealers were sending spare parts for fighter planes to Iran, flouting an international arms embargo and contradicting the bitter enmity between the Jewish state and the Islamic regime. But it makes money, and that makes it all okay here. Now, Vladimir Putin is throwing his weight into the argument over the P5 plus one, and he is siding with Emmanuel Macron and Angela Merkel, saying that the deal should move forward, that it is it's working. It's brought some peace to the region outside of the U.S. interventions. So he's adding his voice to the mix on that issue. Boris Johnson is out there saying that Great Britain should stick to the nuclear deal despite Israel claims of Iran lying. So nobody's buying Netanyahu's presentation. Meanwhile, over in Iran, following last Sunday's major airstrike by Israel into Syria, Hassan Nasrallah is saying that Israel is now in direct confrontation with Iran. And he's basing it basically on the attack on the T4 base or airport on the outskirts of Homs, and that targeted Iranian forces. And then, of course, there was the other attack on Sunday. So, yeah, Israel is attacking Iranian assets inside Syria, where they have no right to be. It's a blatant act of war against not only Iran, but Syria as well. Now, there's an article that came out in Russia Today. U.S. plan of last push against ISIS raises specter of Syria partition. And we know that this has been talked about many times before. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert said yesterday that the operations will be conducted by the U.S.-led coalition and local partners, including the Kurdish-majority Syrian Democratic Forces. The U.S. will also work with Turkey, Israel, Jordan, Iraq, and Lebanon to secure their borders from Islamic State, formerly ISIS, ISIL, whatever they're calling themselves this week. This is intriguing because the only remaining ISIS presence is near the Iraqi border, with a pocket south of Damascus, which is currently being cleared out by Syrian government forces. Well, we know that one of the plans for Syria all along has been to Balkanize it, to break off a chunk of it for a new independent Kurdistan. And it looked like that plan was on at the beginning. Then it looked like it was dropped. Now it looks like it's back on again. So, meanwhile, more American and French military convoys are arriving in northern Syria to the town of Manbij, northeast of Aleppo province. And again, it's looking more and more like the U.S. is just going to go on and declare war on Syria. Now, originally, it was all about Assad. He's evil. He's bad. He's gassing his own people. Then they changed the story and said, well, we're really going in there as part of the war on terror to get ISIS and al-Qaeda. And now ISIS and al-Qaeda are all but gone. And so now it's back to Assad is gassing his people. He's a very evil person. We have a duty to protect those Syrian people by bombing the heck out of them. Apparently, U.S.-led fighter jets bombed the Syrian army positions in eastern Deir ez-Zor after the army's advances against the Washington-backed Syrian Democratic Forces in the province. So, yeah, U.S. warplanes are bombing Syrian government forces. That is an act of war. And apparently, another airstrike in the eastern Syrian province of Hasaka killed at least 23 civilians, including 10 children. So, yeah, we're definitely helping those Syrian people against the evil Assad. Russia is going ahead with supplying Syria with the S-300 missiles, which will give the Syrian government control over its own skies. It is seen as a threat to Israel's aerial superiority over parts of the Syrian region. And down in Israel, Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman is saying that if the S-300 is used against any Israeli warplanes, that Israel will attack the S-300 launch platforms. Good luck getting in close enough to do that. But again, the war talk is ratcheting up and bringing us closer to direct conflict between U.S. forces and Russian forces. Now, Russian forces have already been killed in some of these attacks, and some Americans have also been killed. The Americans were embedded with ISIS, and that's the only reason the U.S. didn't make a big stink about it, was it would confirm what we already know, that ISIS was actually a tool of the U.S. to use against Bashar al-Assad. More of the U.S.-backed terrorists have surrendered to Russian military in eastern Qalamun, and they're handing over weapons that are U.S. and NATO supplied. So it's another reminder of who these terrorists really were working for. Now, we're getting a report. This is coming from Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova, talking about how these witnesses to the alleged chemical attack in Duma were taken up to The Hague to basically testify. And they took something like, I think, a couple of dozen witnesses. Only six were allowed to testify. But apparently, some of the reporters from the corporate media were caught trying to pressure the witnesses to change their story and say there was a chemical attack. And one reporter over at the BBC is claiming that a 12-year-old Syrian witness sustained psychological trauma and simply doesn't remember there was a chemical attack. So they're raising on a busted flush with this one. But again, the problem with the government lie is they can't back off it. They can't back up and say, oh, well, I guess we were wrong. You caught us. They have to maintain that image of governmental infallibility or corporate media infallibility. Or people lose trust in the government. Of course, most Americans have already lost trust in the government. Over in Donetsk, in response to the announcement that the U.S. is sending Javelin missiles to Kiev, they're talking tough and saying we're not scared of the U.S.-supplied missiles to Ukraine, and that these Javelins will not give any advantage to Ukrainian troops in the Donbass. Now, either that means they've got some really tough tanks or they're going to be fighting an unconventional war. Probably the latter. You know, learning the lessons from Vietnam. Even with the U.S. decided advantage in hardware, we still lost that one. Now, Tokyo is getting ready to host a summit with Chinese and South Korean top politicians on the 9th of this month, which also happens to be Claire's birthday. And apparently Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, Premier of the Chinese State Council Li Keqiang, and South Korean President Moon Jae-in will discuss the result of Moon's meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, as well as other issues of the international agenda. Now, the Kyoto News Agency reported that Abe had already confirmed the trilateral meeting would be held on May 9th. So it's good that everybody is getting together and talking. And I still think we may see some kind of a surprise come out of North and South Korea, because I don't think Kim Jong-un is really that naive to trust a U.S. promise not to invade. He's got something up his sleeve. We'll be right back after these commercials.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about Korea. And there are still people out there trying to shove a monkey wrench into the gears of toning down that situation. I'm looking at this article that came out of the original antiwar.com, and it's talking about National Security Advisor John Bolton, and he's not interested in a denuclearization deal to the public. In fact, he's working actively to undermine it. And according to this article, there is strong circumstantial evidence that he leaked intelligence to a Washington think tank sympathetic to his views in order to generate media questioning about the president's announced plan to reach an agreement with North Korea's leader. So Bolton wants a war with North Korea. Well, John, here's your rifle. Here's your parachute. Here's your day-glow orange jumpsuit left over from the torture centers. And go and have fun. Now, over in Myanmar, a UN Security Council envoy is saying that the government of Myanmar must conduct a proper investigation into the alleged atrocities against the Rohingya Muslims in the northwestern state of Rakhine. And during a visit to both the Rohingya refugee camps in Bangladesh and Myanmar's restive Rakhine state, from whence the Rohingya were driven, British ambassador to the UN, Karen Pierce, spoke to several women and girls who recounted their ordeals and pleaded for the UN's help. There is a lot of evil going on in the world. We're seeing it in Myanmar. We're seeing it in Palestine. We're seeing it, obviously, in Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, Yemen, Syria, and everywhere else the U.S. has got military that we don't know about. Now, Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas made a speech the other day, which has drawn huge, huge criticism. Now, in his speech, Abbas claimed that one of the reasons Jews had been persecuted over the centuries was because of their social behavior related to interest and banking. And basically said the Ashkenazi Jews are descended from the medieval Khazar converts to Judaism and not the ancient Hebrews. And, of course, he was immediately attacked because Israel's hold on Palestine is based on the claim that the modern Ashkenazi Jews are, in fact, descended from the biblical Hebrews. Now, there's a very good book called The 13th Tribe that documents the fact that the Central Asian Khazars did convert to Judaism in about 800 AD, and then centuries later were driven northward into Russia and westward into Europe as Khazaria fell. It's well documented. And if you look at the Ashkenazi Jews and their lily white skin, they don't even look like they're Middle Eastern. So Abbas is being attacked. Netanyahu is accusing Abbas of Holocaust denial and just screaming bloody murder about it. Truth is being criminalized in this world. I mean, look at that law that just passed in South Carolina, where it is now a crime to criticize the government of Israel. South Carolina has said that criticism of Israel does represent anti-Semitism, which makes about as much sense as saying that criticism of the Nazis represents hate of the German people. But Israel hates freedom of speech. They want it gone. They want you to believe what they tell you to believe, and that's going to be it. Steven Spielberg is now out there saying that there should be mandatory Holocaust education in all U.S. public schools. So they're really pushing this. They want to resell the hoax because they exploit it. Oh, remember the Holocaust? Give us money. Oh, remember the terrible things the Nazis did before all of us were born? Give us some weapons. There's apparently a new training program by Israeli police where they're teaching school children how to shoot Palestinians. And apparently this was caught at the Menasha Regional Council near Haifa, and it was brought to light when Palestinian citizens took photos of what was happening. And basically, students were given paintball guns to fire at cutouts of men and women wearing checkered keffiyeh headscarves that are associated with the Palestinians. In other words, the Israeli schools are desensitizing the school children psychologically to make them ready to kill Arabs or to make it easier for them to kill Arabs. Now, can you imagine what would happen if somebody in the United States school system set up an exercise where school children were given paintball guns and told to fire at cutouts of, for example, black people or Hispanics? Can you imagine the outcry that would occur? Anyway, we'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to take a phone call now from Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I had a couple things to say, but I don't know if you heard Israeli jets have just entered, this was in the past half an hour, entered Lebanon. They were seen flying low over Beirut City. So I don't know where they're headed or where they're going. But isn't it amazing if they can just go into somebody's airspace, them coming into your house, for no reason, they could just come into your house, it's amazing how we do the same thing. It's like they don't believe in sovereignty.
No, they don't. And Lebanon has shown tremendous restraint in not shooting these planes down. Of course, Lebanon is afraid that Israel is looking for an excuse to invade them yet again. Obviously, I would say that those Israeli planes are heading to basically launch a standoff attack into Syria, possibly against Damascus. And they're going to move fast on this because Netanyahu's little dog and pony show on Monday is falling apart very quickly. So if they're going to ratchet up the war, they got to do it right now.
Hey, Mike, I know you mentioned they want the Litani River because – you know, Israel only has 23. They think 23 to 25 years left of water. That's it.
Well, I mean, they waste a lot of it. They keep most of it for themselves. The Palestinians have very little water compared to the average Israeli. But they want that Litani River. There's no question about it.
No, Mike, they get, the Palestinians get water. They pump the sewage. The Israelis pump their sewage into Palestinian areas. This is how much of, you know, no, it's not the Israeli people, Mike. I know we got to keep saying it. It's not the American people, the Israeli people, the British people, or the French people, or even the Saudi Arabian average citizen, not the Wahhabists, you know, but it's the government. It's a small group of people like the John Boltons and, you know, the Lindsey Grahams and this oligarchy, Hillary, the Clintons, the Bushes, you know, this is the people, Netanyahu, et cetera, Tony Blair. These are the people that are making the policy. Because otherwise, the average citizens of the world, they don't want any war. You know, nobody benefits from...
We do need to point on out that the residents of those illegal settlements in the West Bank do behave very badly toward the Palestinians. And as you say, they like to pump their raw sewage onto the Palestinian farmlands or even into the Palestinian wells. And some of these settlers have even gone so far as to pour cement into the Palestinian wells in order to basically deprive the Palestinians of water. The settlers want the Palestinians gone. You know, obviously people who have made that move to the illegal settlements, they're of a certain mindset. Remember, there was this video that came out not too long ago about this young Israeli settler, late teens, early 20s, carrying a bottle of hard liquor, drunk, and just screaming at that, you know, God gave him this land and you all have to go away. In fact, I'm going to put that back up, I think.
Like, are all those Israeli settlers? Yeah, I don't consider them part of Israel because they're like super extremists.
Yes.
Know? But I mean, are those people like worshippers of the Talmud? That's probably it, right? Like, they're worshippers of the God's chosen one, right? The settlers, you know, that live on the land, like to live, you know, to take land that's not theirs. You know, that's basically, these are extremists. You know.
Yes.
All cultures got them, unfortunately. You know, but like. Like I said, Mike, before, Putin, he's not going to let this crap go on forever. You know, going to come a time when he's going to have to smack the Israelis down, and it's up to the U.S. to decide if they want to get involved. You know, and Britain and France will probably sit that one out. You know,
I don't think so. As you were saying just a little while ago, policy is being set by our leaders, and our leaders are not listening to us. They're listening to each other. They're listening to whoever writes them the biggest check. They're listening to Netanyahu. It does seem like at this point a major, major war is now inevitable. And it's very frustrating and angering for me because I've spent the last third of my entire life trying to educate and lure the populace away from this enthusiasm for blood. And I know the ordinary American people, they're tired of war. We've been at war for 18 years. They're tired of the costs. They're tired of seeing their children come home in wheelchairs and metal coffins. They're tired of seeing the wartime economy, which is destroying, basically decaying our nation away in front of our eyes. But our government seems to think war is the best option right now to solve the problems they themselves made.
Hey, Mike, I wanted to switch to Ukraine if I got any time left.
Sure.
Mike, I'm sure that the people of Donbass and the, what was the other region? Donbass and Lugansk.
Yeah, Donetsk and Lugansk, yes.
So, yeah, I'm probably sure they'll be happy when they get those javelins because you know what happened last time? The Ukrainians either fled or they fled into Russia, the army and the navy, 99% of the navy went and left the rubber dinghy for the Poroshenko. But remember they left behind all that NATO brand-new equipment, like the jammers
yep.
and all that? So,
yep.
So I'm thinking the people of Donbass will thank NATO for the javelins and the U.S., right? I would think. because Mike, Putin and the Russians can be in... If they want it in France in 5 days, Mike, but they don't want to be there because there's nothing in France. There's nothing in Europe that they want.
That's
you know,
true.
What are they? They don't make
That's
anything.
That's true.
The
I remember when they were
everything.
Pushing this whole thing about, you know, Russia's planning on invading Europe. And my response was, why would they? It's bankrupt. The place has been trashed by the open borders. you know, Putin's got enough problems with Russia. You know, he doesn't need to be in taking either Europe or the United States problems onto his shoulders right now.
Yeah, so that's funny. Like, I always heard that, like, oh, Russia's going to invade us, or there's nothing here. What? Were they going to invade Chicago? Yeah, were they going to rebuild it?
I remember when I was a kid, you know, during the first Cold War, we were getting this in school. You know, the Soviets are just waiting for a chance to come over here and take what we have. And I remember looking around that little ramshackle schoolhouse and saying, what do we have that's worth the trouble? And you know, they'd come back and say, well, they want our new shiny cars. I said, isn't it cheaper to buy them and import them rather than try and invade? It's one of the reasons my teachers didn't like me so much.
Well, Mike, you know, realize, you know, Ford sells more cars in China now, and so does GM.
Yes.
So that's the future. It's the Belt and the Road. Russia, China, and Iran, they stick to that, you know. They have a sealed-off land area, you know. I mean, U.S. might control the seas, per se, you know. We don't know that because we haven't seen the, you know, the hypersonic missiles or the anti-ship missiles and you know, the super cavitating torpedoes, you know, how that would work out. We know how it would work out, but, you know, they control a land bridge. You know, that's why they got the Belt and the Road, and they have that whole railroad infrastructure all set up. You know, they can just plaster the area with S-400s and Panzer S-1s and Taurus. You know, it'd be it's a fortress. You know, but that's the future, Mike. I mean, you know, and I keep hearing people saying, like, make America great again. America doesn't exist as it is right anymore. It's an empire. It's United States of Empire. And people need to realize that. It's not the country the founding fathers left us. It's a totally different place, man. You know, and Mike, I don't think we'll ever get it back. Trump's failed. I know people calling in still hoping out hope, but why is the caravan of people going over the border? You know, what has Trump done? No tax cuts I've seen has helped anybody.
Except, you know, the ultra-rich.
Yeah, but I'm saying, what has he done, though, that's fixed anything? Things are either the same or worse now, Mike.
They're worse.
You know?
They're worse. The wars are escalating. We're heading toward a global conflict, which very easily could go nuclear. And it does seem like the inmates are now in charge of the asylum, at least in Washington, D.C.
But, Mike, I want to leave one last thing before I get off. Remember when Trump says he sold Gaddafi? This is what I remember about Trump. I voted for him, but I made a mistake. He said, remember when he sold Gaddafi some land, and then Trump said, I don't know if you remember, he said, like, he ripped him off or something like that. I remember that quote. Trump says, like, he gypped Gaddafi on a parcel of land, or, you know, that he sold Gaddafi. So this is the dude we're dealing with. You know, I think we all been duped, Mike. I mean, that's what it's coming down to.
Well,
right?
Yeah, we did not get the Donald Trump that we voted for, but I still think had Hillary won or succeeded in stealing the White House, we'd be a lot further into that global conflict.
Two sides of the same coin, Mike, right? Two sides of the same coin, dumb and dumber.
No,
right?
I think Trump is an outsider, and that's why official Washington is still trying to get rid of him. My primary argument with Trump right now is he's coming across as a weak and ineffectual leader. He's too easily swayed by his advisors. He succumbs to flattery, and he waffles. He changes his mind back and forth. He doesn't have a firm grasp of what his positions and policies are, and that's why it's so easy for others to basically say, well, why don't you try and do this?
Yeah, unfortunately, he's got his new oligarchy, Mike Bolton, Gina Haskell, Kushner, and Pompeo. You know, that's... You know, one oligarchy for another. You know, I don't know, Mike.
He definitely put together a war cabinet. There's no question about it. Everybody that's surrounding him now, they all think war is a really good idea. And I think we ought to take a C-130 cargo plane, put them all inside, and send them over to the front lines and give them a taste of what war is really all about. Because from where they're sitting, it's like a giant Nintendo set.
But we got to at least give him some slingshots to use, Mike.
Maybe.
Slingshot with a marble.
Paintball guns.
All right, thanks a lot, Mike. Have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Speaking of C-130s, they seem to be dropping out of the skies a lot these days. Apparently, a Puerto Rico Air National Guard plane crashed in Georgia earlier this day on a training mission. And over in Libya, they had another crash of a C-130, and they're trying to figure out what happened. All they really know is it suffered an explosion shortly after takeoff, which brought the aircraft down. So, more wonderful American-built military machinery. Israel has canceled the U.S.-based test of its Arrow 3 missile defense system until, quote, maximum readiness is ensured, end quote. Meaning they don't think it's ready to work. They don't want to be embarrassed by it. And everybody's stretched all across the globe here. Over in Germany, they have 128 Eurofighter Typhoon jets, 128, of which only four are ready to fly real combat missions. And the rest are off combat status due to dysfunctional self-defense systems and a lack of air-to-air missiles. So it's one thing to be spending huge amounts of money for a military and quite another to be spending huge amounts of money and still not have a working military. Four out of 128 jets. That is pretty bad. Pretty bad. Now, there's a federal judge who has just decided that Iran was somehow responsible for 9/11. No evidence. The judge simply declared a true finding. In other words, he's convinced he believes it to be true. And as a result, he has ordered Iran to pay more than $6 billion, with a B, dollars, to victims of the 9/11 terrorist attacks, despite the fact that most of the alleged hijackers were actually Saudi, and no direct link was ever found to Iran. But the judge just went ahead. District Judge George Daniels said, no, it's Iran. It's Iran, $6 billion. So it's another way to goad Iran, because if Iran refuses to pay the $6 billion, there'll simply be more sanctions. Another prod, trying to get Iran to do something that can be pointed at as, oh my goodness, look what Iran did. We must respond militarily. We'll have Germany send in their Tornado fighters, all four of them. Now, over at the Judiciary Committee, the House Judiciary Committee, the chairman, Bob Goodlatte, is saying it is time for an investigation into the allegations that the Obama Justice Department pressured the FBI to shut down its investigation of the Clinton Foundation during the 2016 presidential election. Now, that is the time when the truth about the foundation should have been made public, so the American people had good information, that they were truly informed when they went to that ballot box. But apparently, the Obama Justice Department pressured the FBI, which is a tacky no-no, to shut it down. And we've been hearing that Andrew McCabe got a phone call from a Justice Department official saying, you know, this is a done deal. It's all over. It's a very inappropriate phone call. Goodlatte is also out there saying that maybe it's time for a real investigation of the Clinton Foundation to find out what was going on. And I applaud him for getting up there and saying it. I don't think it's going to happen, because I think everybody inside official Washington, all the power players, they're dirty. And they're tangled up with the Clinton Foundation, either using it as a slush fund, money laundry, tax avoidance, whatever. Nobody wants that can of worms open. It would bring the entire government down. Now, over at the U.S. Department of State, Mike Pompeo is out there saying that he will make the State Department great again, as he basically trash talks Rex Tillerson on his first day in office. Now, I'm not sure what he means by making the State Department great again, because his job technically is to carry out the policies set by the White House. But there's a very disturbing quote in there about how the United States diplomatic corps needs to be in every corner, every stretch of the world, executing missions on behalf of this country. So it sounds to me like Mike Pompeo wants to run the State Department like he ran the Central Intelligence Agency. We saw what kind of trouble we got into with that back at that consulate in Benghazi. Now, Rod Rosenstein is now firing back at the talk of a possible impeachment, saying the Department of Justice is not going to be extorted. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
What really and aloha, America. Happened? Welcome back to our show here. And as we were talking about before the commercial break, there is talk of impeachment for Rod Rosenstein. And Rosenstein is out there saying, we're not going to be extorted. And that's in response to the comments by Republicans that the impeachment documents are a last resort. So Rosenstein then went on to say, we're going to do what's required by the rule of law. Now, that right there is a very bogus statement for two reasons. First of all, the way that Rod Rosenstein appointed Robert Mueller as special counsel to investigate Trump-Russia collusion did not conform to the standards set in the special counsel law, which requires there be a formal, regular Department of Justice investigation. And when that investigation finds evidence of wrongdoing, then a special counsel gets appointed. Rod skipped that step. He simply said to Mueller, go on out and get Donald Trump. Second point is that technically there is no crime of collusion on the books. There is no law that makes collusion a crime. And of course, we all know if you want to talk about collusion, let's get back to that Uranium One deal. Now, according to this article over here in MSN, Mueller is still mulling a Trump campaign collusion with Russians. They're talking about a possible subpoena for a 2 to 3 hour grilling. And Trump's advisors are saying this would not be a good idea. Mueller clearly wants to try and anger and provoke Trump into making a statement that would open him up to a possible perjury charge. And so there may be a long, dragged-out lawsuit over this issue. They're talking about 4 dozen questions that they want to ask Donald Trump. Now, again, Mueller's talking about a subpoena over the Russia case. They're still pushing this. And I think Mueller's plan is to try and drag this out until just before the midterms and try and use Trump-Russia collusion. They're trying to keep that alive. It's on life support right now. And they're going to use it to try and tarnish all of the GOP. Because if you look at it, honestly, the Democrats don't have anything to campaign on. This is what they're campaigning on. Trump hate and Trump-Russia collusion. It's all they've got to play with. Everybody's looking at all the cities that are dominated by liberal Democrats and seeing what terrible condition that they're in. As we reported yesterday, polls are showing that millennials are dropping support for the Democratic Party. Everybody sees the liberals as tainted by all this nonsense about non-gendered restrooms and 47 different gender types. And all this other nonsense. They're getting turned off by it all. Anyway, we're going to take a break for station identification. We got a caller waiting on the line when we come back after these few words.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.